Well, you could reasonably say that local investors have been short-changed to an extent on Tuesday, because overnight on Wall Street, there were some impressive gains. But unfortunately, the local market is responding to the downgrade by the Moody's credit rating agency of a number of Australian lenders, including the Big Four. So that has seen the lenders occupy the position of being the limiting factor in the performance of the market in early trade on Tuesday. They've essentially dipped in the early part of the session and experienced a recovery, but as we approach lunch, the banks are still down in the range of a third to a half of 1% as far as the Big Four are concerned. The ASX 200 traded between a range of being up by 4 points at its best levels and down by 31 at its worst. So in line with that improvement or recovery in the banks, the ASX 200 is down by about 5 points as we approach lunch. So the weakness in the lenders is also knocking on to other sectors, including the property side of things. We've seen a number of downgrades by analysts today in relation to the property sector, so that's also bringing downward pressure to bear on names such as GPT, Goodman Group and IOF, Investor Office Fund rather. So all of those names are down by about 1%. Oil prices have continued to fall in the last day. They're down by about 1.5%, the better part of. So energy stocks are also under pressure. Oil search is down by about 1%. Gold stocks also on the outer. Newcrest Mining, an example of that, down by about 1.8%. There's a bit of a recovery in iron ore prices in the last day, so that has helped BHP and Fortescue Metals firm. You might recall yesterday we saw the consumer-facing names under quite a bit of pressure, including JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman. They are each up by more than 1%. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker as far as the last 12 hours are concerned, and that's a reflection of an improvement in the US dollar.